my friends of Philadelphia. The American people have not forgotten the condition of the United States in 1932. We all remember the failures of the banks, the breadlines of starving men and women, the youth of the country riding around in freight cars, the farm foreclosures, the home foreclosures, the bankruptcy and the panic. And what happened? At the very hour of complete collapse, the American people called for new leadership. That leadership, this administration, and a Democratic Congress supplied. Government no longer callous to suffering, moved swiftly to end distress, to halt depression, to secure more social and economic justice for all. The very same men who must bear the responsibility for the inaction of those days are the ones who now dare falsely to state that we are all still in the depth of the depression into which they plunged us. That we have prevented the country from recovering, and that it is headed for the chaos of bankruptcy. They have even gone to the extent of stating that this administration has not made one man a job. I say that those statements are false. I say that the figures of employment, of production, of earnings, of general business activity, all prove that they are false. The tears, the crocodile tears. Tears for the laboring man and laboring woman now being shed in this campaign come from those same Republican leaders who had their chance to prove their love for labor in 1932 and missed it. Yes, back in 1932, those leaders were willing to let the workers starve if they could not get a job. Back in 1932, they were not willing to guarantee collective bargaining. Back in 1932, they met the demands of unemployed veterans with troops and tanks. Back in 1932, they raised their hands in horror at the thought of fixing a minimum wage or maximum hours for labor. They never gave one thought to such things as pensions for old age or insurance for the unemployed. And in 1940, 8 years later, what a different tune is played by them. It is a tune played against a sounding board of election day. It is a tune with overtones which whisper, votes, votes, votes. Yes, These same Republican leaders are all for the new progressive measures now. They believe in them. They believe in them so much that they will never be happy until they can clasp them to their own chests and put their own brand upon them. Yes, if they could only get control of them, they plead, they would take so much better care of them. Honest to goodness, they would.